Greetings to all our beautiful listeners. Welcome to the Empowerment Podcast. Speaking it is Lunga, Mr. Arthur Kumalo. Welcome to the new year. Happy New Year. Happy New Year, family. We're hoping you had a great Passover to the next year. We hope you had a great celebration with your friends, family, great festive. We are starting afresh. We are beginning a new year. And guess what? Today is a great day because it's my birthday. And yeah, I decided to open the podcast on my day so that we could share some positivity to our listeners. And on the line, I'm not alone. I'm with my brother, Irie Curry. But I'm going to introduce him just a bit. Don't forget to get in touch with us on all our socials. We are at Empowerment Podcast on Insta, Empowerment Podcast on Twitter, Empowerment Podcast on Facebook, on our Facebook page. And yeah, definitely subscribe on our YouTube channel at Empowerment Podcast. We'd love to have you over there. And let's grow this family, guys. And this year, let's share this podcast even bigger. Also, I'd like to appreciate, we did see last year, December, the Spotify Wraps, that you guys were really loving that, the podcast last year. Everything that we saw and all the growth and the new family members, we'd just like to say we truly appreciate you and we thank you so much for joining this podcast, Empowerment Podcast. And as you know, we're here to inspire and to equip and to empower you. If we've done that, we've done what we believe. It's our calling, it's what God wants us to do. And today on the Living a Victorious Life, we'll kickstart the year by sharing on how to start on a positive direction. That's our topic for today. And as I said, that I won't be alone. I'm with my brother. So let's welcome him so that we could get straight to the topic. Brother Irie Curry, how are you, man?
Happy birthday, brother. I'm super good. Happy New Year. And I hope you are good, too.
Thank you so much, bro. Thank you so much, sir. I hope you had a great time with your friends and family.
Man, it's been great, man. You know, a lot of time with family, a lot of good times. So a lot of presents, a lot of gifts. It was great.
No, thank you so much, sir. As I said to our listeners, as we planned, that today we'll be sharing, I think this is one of those simple topics, but it's a much needed topic. We're starting a new year, and we all know that whenever a year starts, a lot of people have a lot of resolutions. That's what we call them. And we have dreams, ambitions, plans that we put in place for the year ahead. And many a times we end up planning without putting them into action. And many of them, they end up not coming to pass, frustrating us, especially mid-year and towards and exactly at the end of the year. Most of the times, joys of podcasting, a plane just flew. Okay, sorry about that. And as I was saying, that most of the time, whenever we put these plans, we have a crisis whenever it is mid-year and it is the end of the year, because we had planned of doing something. Let's put it into simple things: diets, you know, changing of friends, being more focused, going to school. These simple things that we put to plan. But as the year progresses, we normally see people getting discouraged, people getting depression, anxiety, and all of these things, because what they planned, whenever this season comes, the beginning of the year, we are very optimistic, ambitious. We call it, this is my year, 2023, you know, 2020 me, all of these things that we say. But through time, you know, we end up getting tired. I don't know if I could call it tired or what, but as I said, that we're talking on how to start in a positive direction. But let me just pass it to you, bro. What is your thought on how to start on a positive direction and with everything that I just shared?
I think starting with a positive direction is getting specific with what it is that you're going to do as you move into the year, right? So I think so many of us as people, including myself, we have great plans, but until we actually get specific with what that plan is and how we should go about executing that plan may never work, right? So I think the first thing is we got to develop and discover, what is that plan? What do we want to achieve? If we want to have a diet, if we want to lose weight, okay, so how many pounds do we want to lose and by when? And once we get the date, okay, so now that I know that I want to lose 40 pounds by March 14th, is that realistic? right?
Sure.
Because if it's realistic, then let me move forward to my next challenge. And my next challenge is showing up consistently in the gym. Okay, so that means Monday through Friday, I'm going to have to be in the gym. I'm going to have to work out at this time consistently each day.
Okay.
And so for me, I think it's identifying what your plan is, creating a deadline to accomplish that plan or that goal. And once you create that deadline to accomplish that goal, making that commitment to yourself to show up and show out. And that's what I would say.
Okay. No, I love that, man. So I guess the first thing, it's being realistic, man, with your plans.
Yeah.
Not just planning to buy a plane that just flew over us without even knowing how much it cost and how are you going to gain that plane, you know? It's about being realistic. I love that. And you touched on being consistent. Maybe let's talk on that. A lot of people start planning something just because they saw someone do it without thinking or taking into consideration even their schedule and their ability and capacity to be able to be consistent in what they want to do. How can we improve on that, or how can we go about directing that?
Yeah, well, I think with consistency, I think one, is it what you're doing? Is it what you're called to do? You know what I'm saying? Like, we may be trying to accomplish a goal that it may not yet be time for us to accomplish. And I think sometimes when we get ahead of what we're called to do, we ultimately find ourselves not having the strength to do it. Like not having the grace to do it, not having the energy, not having the desire and the will. And it's so many things that factor into that. You may be, or we may be in a situation where our environment is not conducive to support what we are called to do.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna give a very specific example. So if I know that my goal is to, let's say, bulk up, I wanna gain, you know, some muscles, let's just say 30 pounds of muscles, right?
Okay.
I have to look at my environment. I have to look at my mindset. I have to look at the outside influences to make sure that I'm going to be in a position to stay consistent with what I'm called to stay consistent with. And so what that looks like for me is, am I waking up at a set time each day? Do I have the environment that inspires and motivates me to continue moving forward towards my goal? And I think we start to look at what's on the outside of us, and we look at how it's influencing our behaviors, like staying consistently on the inside of us, that's going to be the key. So we want to make sure that our outside environment, people, places, things that are influencing us, is supporting our goals that we want to achieve on the outside of us, like losing weight, you know, building better habits and so forth and so on.
Yo, I like that. Yeah, and maybe just to add on that, this is Living a Victorious Life, and as you remember, it's your second time coming to the show, that we focus on Christian, or we focus on the Christian audience, meaning as this show is Living a Victorious Life, a lot of people who listen to us are basically Christian people who came here for Christian content directly. And my question, because I know a lot of them, most of them, their plan for this year, it is to be more consistent in God's thing, maybe being consistent in their daily plan of reading the Bible. Maybe they want to be consistent in their prayer life. They want to be consistent in their fasting, if it's fasting, you know. They want to be consistent with their communication with God. They want to strengthen basically their relationship with God. How can we encourage them, and what is that they could start doing as the year is beginning that will sustain them till the very end, not only even the end, but their lifetime?
I think I would tell those people that you have to want it. And when I say you have to want it, you have to want that relationship with God, because your desire for God, your passion for God, he's going to lead you to the things that he needs you to be led to, like reading the Bible at a set time, like making time to pray to him. But it's up to us to do the communication. Like when I first started pursuing God, I chased him like I used to chase women. You know what I'm saying? Like I wanted to know my creator. I wanted to know the person that created me, and why did he create me? So I think the first thing when it comes to walking into all that God has for us and building a relationship with him is communication. And I'm not just talking about communicating God when we think we should get on our knees and pray. Like, God wants us to talk to him like we talk to each other, just like we're on this conversation right now and we're talking and having a conversation. That's the relationship that God wants with us, so that we could just have it anytime, right? And so I always tell people, like, you have to make God your priority. And when I say, because if you make him your priority, and if you start to pursue him, even when he may not be pursuing you, or you may perceive that he's not hearing from you, you may perceive that he's way up here. You may perceive that he is, you know, way out there, and he's not as accessible, or you don't really understand his ways. God wants you to understand his ways, but in the beginning, it's like dating. Like, you got to chase him just a little bit sometimes. You got to show him that, hey, I want to know who you are and why you created me and what did you create me for? Because if you can tell me who I am and what I was created for, then I can step into my purpose. And as I step into my purpose, I can do all things that was created for me to do in this earth. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And as I start to step into my purpose, I'm stepping into something that I never even knew that existed before.
No, man, I hear you. I hear you. And I think that's very helpful to a lot of people. That we need to be, you know, intentional about pursuing God. We need to be the one to pursue him, you know, until we're at the point where we are. I think it's the Holy Spirit in us affirms that indeed, you know, and yeah, I get you, man. You know, there's something that I'm thinking of as we are having this conversation, that a lot of us have this thing that is called year planning, you know, and we do it normally around December, going to, even in January. A lot of people do it in January, others December. It depends on an individual, but we do these plans and we post them in our walls, our prayer rooms, you know, our offices, wherever we want to place them. But my question is, how can we then make those plans, or those goal, how can we make them to be real for us to witness them and to actually live in them? That we don't just end having them on our walls, but we have them in our real lives, you know? Because there are people today, as we are in this day, who are very disappointed, very discouraged. What they had the previous year, the beginning of the year, on the previous year, it's the same thing that they have now, and those goals and plans are still on the wall. Maybe talk to us about aligning your mindset with what you want and actually executing it.
So I think the posts and the goals that we have set on our walls and our mirrors, I think those are the desires of our hearts, right? And I think the desires of our heart are meant to come into reality at an appointed time. And to go deeper into that, I think that year after year, we oftentimes see what we want in our vision not come to pass because it's not the appointed time.
Okay.
But in the meantime, what is it that we're doing to get ready for the appointed time? In the meantime, if I'm going to buy this $1 million house, you know, am I working towards saving towards it? Am I, you know what I'm saying? Because when you get ready to hit a goal, you're going to know that you're about to hit that goal because you're going to be set up to hit that goal. It's not just going to be like, okay, this goal is on my mirror and somehow, someday, you know, 3 months, I'm going to get $1 million. No, you have to understand the assignment. You have to know that by the time you make $1 million, you probably done already made $1 million and lost it. Like, what I want to say is, it'll be realistic. It'll be tangible. You will see yourself actively getting towards that goal. And I think sometimes, especially us as Christians, we kind of get in that hokey pokey phase. Like, man, God's just going to make it happen, man. Like, it's my year. I'm rolling in that Rolls Royce this year. But, you know, we serve a practical God, too. Like, he is realistic. Yeah. He's not just a genie in a bottle. He don't want to be perceived. Can he be that? Yes. But oftentimes he doesn't want to present himself that way, because if that's the case, then his kids will feel like we didn't have to work for a thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, his kids will feel like, oh, we could just wave our hand and God will wave his magic wand and he'll make it happen. So going back to the topic at hand, the post on your walls, the vision that you see was given to you from the Heavenly Father. It's the desires of your heart. And as the Lord moves you towards your goal, there is an appointed time for that vision to come into manifestation by the Lord.
Yeah.
And so as it comes into, as the Lord brings it into manifestation, He will show you signs that the appointed time is near. Before I started getting fans all around the world, there was a process that I had to go through. I didn't just wake up one day and I started having fans. The Lord started training me on a process, and one fan turned into two and then three. And by the time I got a bigger following, it was things that I felt like I had already had because I saw the signs along the way. And so the last tip with this is, this is why it's important to build our relationship with God, because if I could build my relationship with God, I could talk to the creator that created me. I could talk to the creator that put the vision within me. I could talk to the creator about the appointed time. Okay, God, this is what I see in my head. I'm thinking I want this thing to take place in 2024. I'm thinking I want this thing to happen in about, 2030. What are your thoughts on that? Is that realistic for you? Is that when you plan to manifest this thing in the earth? Or were you thinking a little bit longer? Because now if I'm talking to God, then He can specifically tell me when this thing is going to come to pass, or He can give me an idea. And that way I won't feel as though I am off track because of something that I think is going to happen when it doesn't happen.
And I love how you're answering it and how you're putting it, because a lot of us, we sometimes think that just because we want it and we have informed God about our desire for it, it will just happen without Him preparing us for it, you know. And many of us have lost hope, have lost belief, faith in what God can do because of that we have failed to enjoy the process of reaching our destination because we have only desired the destination and forsaken the journey that will get us to that destination. And I like how you put it, that He had to take you through some stages before you get where you are today. And sometimes the process to get there might not be as beautiful and as nice, you know. And as we are sharing, I'm reminded of Moses when he was sent to liberate the children of Israel from Egypt, you know. And how the journey executed, how the whole thing was executed, how God even derailed the process, you know, even the journey that was supposed to be shorter, it was longer for them. But what I love about God when He takes you through that stage, as we are sharing on this, is that even though He might put you through training, but He will still give you the sustaining power or the ability to endure the process till you reach your final destination, or you reach your land of promise. And it also goes back to what you shared on when you said, if God wants you to have it, the journey won't be as hard as if it's just you who's desiring that. So I love that so much, bro. I love that. Maybe before we close, I'd like to ask you this. How I remember that we did an episode on hearing the voice of the Lord, and to all those who haven't listened to that episode, definitely go check it out down below on our previous episodes. You'll find it. But I want to ask you on this, how important is it for us, before we even write down what we want for the year, how important is it for us to first ask the Lord what He wants for us or has planned for us in that year before we even write what we desire?
I think the Lord gives us a vision of what we desire, but I think we have to seek Him for clarity to confirm that what He wants isn't distorting or getting in the way of what we think He wants. And so I just think it's so important to always put God in all of our ways, right? The vision that we get, the job that we go to, the relationships that we get in, the people that we choose to engage with. I think that's so key. And for me, hearing the voice of God has always played a big part of my life. And I think the more you get to, you know, the more you're stepping into deeper places within your promised land, or if you're entering into your promised land, then there's no better. You've got to hear. It's not even an option. We've got to hear the voice of God for stuff like that. The Lord will give you, sometimes He will give you the vision before the process. He will sometimes show you what you're going to be doing. And you won't always know that you're going to have to go through a process to get it. And I think sometimes us as Christians, God gives us the vision, we get excited, we start moving forward towards the vision, and we get in a state of depression along the way because we didn't expect to have to go through a process. And if we did, we didn't expect for the process to be so strenuous. And so sometimes we lose our hope in what he wants to do in our life. But what I want to let people know is that realistically, by the time you get what you want, you won't even want it. Because the Lord doesn't want to give you something that's going to take you up out of the world. He wants to make sure that you're prepped for that thing. He wants to make sure that you can possess that thing. And when you step into it, it won't possess you, because the promise that God is going to give you, it's humongous. Wow. This thing right here, it's going to be something that you never even knew that you was capable of doing. And so sometimes the Lord has to take us through a process to get us ready for training. When the men go out for war, they go into training. They go into getting guns and shooting guns, and they do what they do to prep for the military because they know that they're going to fight a battle.
Yeah.
And so we conclude with this part, just to wrap this point up. When the Lord gives you a promise, he's putting you in training. Your process is getting you ready for the promise so that the promise won't possess you and so that you will possess the promise, because when he gives you what you've been wanting, he doesn't want you to turn your ways from him, because by you turning your ways from him, you're going to be possessed by the promise. You can look at a lot of celebrities and things of that nature to see a great example of what it's like to be possessed by the promise and not possessed by the promise maker.
Wow, that's powerful, bro. But before we end this, I feel like we should share something on someone who's discouraged, who's saying, worst case scenario, someone who's even saying, I've even had people prophesy this upon me, but the time that was said it will come in, it has never even came at. Maybe someone said, I was hopeful that the Lord will be able to do this and this for my life in changing it, and it has never happened. Currently in my country, brother, we are facing a huge unemployment rate, and I'm sure a lot of people who will be listening to this are under that. We undergone a phase whereby COVID took a lot of people to recession, where they lost their jobs, lost their houses, lost their everything, and the impact is still felt even today. Today we're beginning a new year, but still that pain of that impact still haunts us till today. We are facing a lot of different things. There were even floodings in our country once, you know, I think last year, July, if not the previous one. A lot has happened. And a lot of people are hopeless, discouraged, they are tired, they are frustrated. They are even asking themselves, is God really still watching over South Africa? You know, a lot of things are happening. What can we say to that person who's discouraged and hopeless?
I would say be encouraged, because there is an appointed time for the things that you see in the physical for God to resurrect the situation and to turn it together so that it will work together for your good and his greater glory. So for those who are discouraged, I get it, my heart goes out, but I want to be realistic because I do know the Lord's ways. Sometimes delay is a part of the process. Sometimes disappointment is a part of the process. Sometimes rejection, denial, delayed gratification is a part of the process to get you ready for what the process creator is creating for you. The things that you're experiencing today will not be the things that you experience forever. Yeah. And sometimes as you get closer to your purpose, it gets hard. It gets tough. When you are on the journey of your promise and your purpose and your destiny, one of the hardest things I ever had to do was to pursue my purpose. The hardest thing I've ever had to do in my life was to pursue my promise, to step into my destiny. This is why the Lord is in our lives. Yeah. Because he has to carry us into something only he can carry us in. So as we maneuver into the wilderness and over the land of Egypt, as we start moving towards the promised land, it's gonna get tough. Okay, it we have to expect it. It's gonna suck at times. It is, but the Lord is going to do everything that He can do to get us in it, because at the end of the day, He made you a promise, and He's going to make sure that it comes to fulfillment. And as I conclude, as He maneuvers you into your promised land, you have to realize that if it's getting that bad, you know your breakthrough is on the way, because the breakthrough comes as you're breaking down.
No, man, thank you so much for those words. I believe that to our family that is listening, to everyone who had an opportunity to listen to this episode, which is our first episode for the year, will be truly empowered. They will be inspired to go chase their dreams again, but not just chase them, you know, chasing them amiss, but chase them with purpose and chase them with enthusiasm of understanding, you know. Thank you so much for offering the time. We know you are a very busy man, but making time for us whenever we want to, we truly appreciate that, and we appreciate you here on the Empowerment Podcast. And we really love having you once in a while. Hence, we always make sure that if ever we have an opportunity, we reach it out even to you. So maybe your last words, and how can people get a hold of you?
Yeah, so connect with me on social media, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, at Ira Curie Online. You can also go to iracurie.com to connect with me, to download my free resources, to join my free community groups for men and entrepreneurs. So yeah, let's connect. I would love to connect with you guys.
Thank you so much once again, man. All the best for the year ahead. And yeah, much love from us here in South Africa, bro.
Awesome, bro. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Empowerment Podcast. Inspire, equip, and empower.